Passage chapter 3. It's pretty near the middle of the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Let's stand and give God the honor of reading His word tonight. We have two new Sunday school teachers. Brother Lamond's lost a wonderful family, and the Hansons, and Brother Hanson's going to be teaching the, and I can't think of the name of the school class, the one that was Brother Lane was teaching, and he headed up the bus ministry there at Brother Mon's church, and he also headed up the RU ministry, and also worked with the rest home services. And so finally we get somebody back after giving away so many. And then Mrs. Anthony just headed up the nursery over there, so we've asked her to do Mrs. Koshu's Sunday school class while Mrs. Koshu's gone. And his assistant pastor pulled up to the church at the same time one beautiful sunny morning after a beautiful, wonderful rain all night. As they greeted one another in the front of the church, a big old frog jumped up on the steps. And the frog looked right at the old preacher and said, "If you kiss me, I'll turn into a beautiful princess." The pastor just reached down and picked up the frog and put it in his suit pocket. And two of them went to their separate offices. The longer the assistant pastor pondered over this frog, the more inquisitive he got. And finally, he couldn't stand it anymore. He goes down to the preacher's office and sat down on the chair. Didn't say nothing for a while. Finally, he said, "Pastor, why in the world didn't you kiss that frog? Your wife has been in heaven for 3 years already. Don't you think a beautiful princess would be a wonderful thing?" Pastor slowly reached into his pocket and sat that old frog on his desk and looked at it. "At my age, son, I think I'd rather have a talking frog." There are a few things in this life we learn about, and ponder a lot of things in our lives. We're learning. Some of you young folks are going so fast you don't have time to learn, though you are learning some things, whether you know it or not. And some people are sitting back and saying, "Boy, I wish I'd done different when I was started up. And maybe I can learn." Here's some things I want to talk to you about, things I've learned. I want you to listen to the wisest man on earth. This is the middle of his life. He's tried everything. He has seen everything. He's the most wealthiest man in the world. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 24, there is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. That also I saw, and that was from the hand of God. He's saying here, he says that should make his soul enjoy good of his labor. When a man works hard, he ought to be able to enjoy that labor. Some men will work and work and work and work and work and work themselves to death and never have anything to show for it. They've lost their family. They've lost the love of their life. They just poured everything in the work, and they missed out on enjoying their labor. Man doesn't want to do that. I remember when I first started pastoring church, when I took a little church, I had three jobs plus I was pastoring. Yeah, three jobs. I drove semi, I worked at a fertilizer plant, and I drove school bus. I remember one year in the fall, Corey was just a little baby. He was just a little guy. And I worked 48 hours straight driving a beet truck, sugar beet truck. I would fall asleep in the truck, and then they'd radio me and say, "Hey, okay." They called me Parson. "Okay, Parson, come pick up your load." And I'd drive up there, and they'd dump. And then I'd take it into the beet dump, and we'd dump the beets and go back to the field. And sometimes I get a half hour sleep, sometimes 15 minutes sleep. But I got some sleep. My wife and her daddy and mama and Chad and little baby Corey would come and see us in the field and bring me a mason jar full of water. For some of you folk, Not grandma's recipe either, but anyway. Bring some water and a bologna sandwich or whatever was good, amen. And, man, I just stayed in the truck. Kid, and I remember little Chad, he'd get in there and bounce around in the truck. And then when they'd call me on the radio, put them back in the car, they'd go home, and I'd keep driving. That was about for a year. And finally I said to myself, you know, I'm not even seeing my kids. This is not good. This is not good. So I had to do something different, so I can enjoy some of the labors of my life. Ecclesiastes 3:13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. Listen what it says. It is a gift of God. Enjoy. Enjoy the gift of your labor. What is the gift of your labor? You get some money. You get financially remunerated for the time that you put in. I think a man ought to work as hard as he can while he's working for a man. I heard a man say, I love to watch work, especially when I'm paying for it, and it better be good work. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3:22. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better. This is the wisest man in the world saying, nothing better than a man should, and I put this as the third thing, rejoice in his work. For that is his portion. That's what he's getting out of life, his work. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Nobody's going to bring anything after him. He's dead. So you better enjoy what you're doing now. Hey, get into that job you're at and have a good time with it, amen. Enjoy your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18. Behold, that which I have seen. This is the wisest man. Said, I see this now. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of his labors that he taketh under the sun all his days, which God giveth him, for this is his portion. You see something? God trying to tell us something here? You eat, you drink. And then I want you to show you the other thing. This is the fifth thing. Ecclesiastes 9:9. Some people miss out on this one. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee, who hath? God hath given thee under the sun all the days of thy vanity, for that is the portion of in this life, and thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Your food, your drink, your job, your wife. That's all you got. That's all you're going to get out of life. So it'd probably be a good idea to enjoy some of these things, amen? Enjoy some of these things. I love it. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun. The life of the is thy vanity, the portion in thy life, this life, and thy labor. By the way, we'll get to heaven, no more marriage. So you better enjoy it while you got it, amen. Find some of you to have a good marriage with, amen. Just remember, you young folks, it's better to want something that you can't have than have something you don't want. Just asking you to be careful. Watch everything going by, and if what she is today, she'll be worse tomorrow. I promise you that. And what he is today, he'll be worse tomorrow. Because he's got you, and you are married now, and he'll just expect. Things that I've learned. Number one, I learned that the best classroom in the world is at the feet of elderly people. Elderly people have a different slant on life than you do. Been there, done that. My granddad used to tell my dad, nothing ventured, nothing gained. He said, if I only would have just ventured out a little farther, I would have gained a little bit more. Sometimes we're a little bit too,
Timid.
Number two, I've learned that when you're in love, it shows. When you're in love, it shows. I don't understand it. We've always had a good time. But she reads my mind even more now. Number three, I've learned that just one person saying to me, you've made my day, makes my day. Now listen now. If I learned that, then what is my responsibility? You've made my day. You've made my day. Number four, I've learned that having a child fall asleep in my arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world. I had Christina's little baby today. Have you ever seen a poor mama try to eat and a little baby just climbing all over her? And so I took the baby and I held the baby for 20 minutes. Then somebody, she's not here to exonerate herself. Where, is she here? Don't do that. I can't tell them that much apart. But anyway, what happened? You took the baby and it blew up. But I'd seen you with that baby taking real good care of it, but I just something about having a baby in your arms. You're having a bad day, go over in some of these families' house and say, can I hold your baby for a little bit? I'm sure they'd be more than happy to do that. I've learned that being kind is the most important thing and being right. I don't mean you shouldn't be right. I'm just saying that you don't have to always be right. Take someone's wrong towards you and just be kind to them. Every person I've ever had a fuss with is usually I find out that they're having a bad day or something going on in their life. And they have no control of it. Therefore, they're going to control something else. And they're really going to be ugly about it. And many a time they don't even know they're ugly. So be kind. Number six, I've learned that you should never say no to a gift of a child, from a child. I've had half-eaten jelly beans given to me. One time, Dr. Dion and I, my birthday's pretty close to each other, and so they had a little birthday party for us over at Treasure State. We sat down in these little chairs, I almost got a whisker rash on my knees sitting there. Little chairs. And the little girl said, Pastor Gere, I made you some celery with peanut butter. And I said, oh, good. And I'm eating away. And she said, and it's really clean. I cleaned it with my toothbrush. Say, what'd you do? I ate it. I'm not going to refuse a gift from a child. I learned when someone asks me to pray for them or someone else, I do it right there on the spot, if it's possible. When people ask you to pray, just stop right there. Pray. I always pray for someone when I don't have the strength to help him in some other way. I found that prayer works. Number eight, I learned that no matter how serious your life requires you to be, everybody needs a friend to act goofy with. Maybe I won't, but anyway. I saw somebody on Facebook that had a cat, and the other cat is upside down, got a really crazy face, and said, everybody needs a crazy friend. I learned the simple walk with my father down the lane. Or back in the woods on a summer night when I was a child did wonders for me as an adult. I learned that simple walks with my father down the lane or back in the woods on summer nights when I was a child did wonders for me as an adult. Turn the stinking TV off. Go and take a walk with your kids. So I'm tired. Someday you'll be dead and they have no memories. But preacher, you just don't understand. You can find time. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I am learning that life is like a roll of paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it goes. I have learned that we should be glad God doesn't always give everything we ask for. I've learned that money does not buy class. You'll get that one day. I've learned that it's those small daily happenings that make life so spectacular. I've learned that under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated and loved. Number 16, I've learned that the Lord didn't do it all in one day. What makes you think I can? I've learned that to ignore the facts does not change the facts. I think some of our politicians ought to get a hold of that one. I've learned that when you plan to get even with someone, you're only letting that person to continue to hurt you. Maybe I better read that again. I've learned that when you plan to get even with someone, you are only letting that person continue to hurt you. I've learned that love, not time, will heal all wounds. I've learned that the easiest way for me to grow as a person is to surround myself with people who are smarter than I am. Did you know that you don't know everything? Did you know that somebody could help you? Did you know somebody's been down the path a couple times? Jason may help you to show you how to get there and back. We got a boatload of people in this church that are brilliant people in their field. This might not hurt. I heard an old preacher say, I'm so sick and tired. I come and talk to a young man, and he tells me everything he's doing, what he can do, and what's this. He said, I wish he'd just be quiet, and one minute I could help him do a lot more. I learned that there's no sweeter sleeping with your grandbabies than feeling the breath on your cheek. I've learned that everyone who you meet deserves and greeted by a smile. I learned that no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. Let me repeat that. I learned that no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. Shall I repeat it? No. I learned that life is tough, but I'm tougher. I learned that I may not be able to overcome my enemies, but I can outstay them and even outlive them. I learned that opportunities are never lost. Usually someone else will take the ones you miss. Hey, what do you think about this? Okay. Somebody else gets a job, and all of a sudden you say, whoa, that was a great job. Well, duh. Why don't you put your clutch in before you get that tongue moving, amen? Think a little bit. I've learned that when you harbor bitterness, happiness will dock elsewhere. That's a play on words. I learned that I wish I could have told my mom that I love her one more time before she passed away. Don't miss this. I've learned that one should keep his mouth, keep his words both soft and tender, because tomorrow you may eat them. I learned that a smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. You can't find that in mascara and all that scary stuff you put on. I've learned that I can't choose how I feel, but I can choose what I do about it. I thought of Fern today. Fern came and not feeling well today. All of a sudden, she started playing the organ. I seen a little smile on her face. Then she came in my Sunday class, and then she smiled a little bit more. Then she's out here playing the organ. She smiled. Then I heard she went to the rest home and played for you today. And look at her. Here she is. I've learned something in life. If you don't feel good, just get up and do it anyway. Or if you don't feel like it, just get up and do it anyway, and pretty soon you're going to feel okay. I tell you what, we split wood yesterday over at Chad's house, the two boys and I. And I'm going to tell you something. This morning, son, I had muscles I forgot I had. Amazing. But you know what? I got up this morning, hobbled around for a little bit, and then it got kind of going, so I got going a little bit more. And to run up them steps and down here at the church, you either die or you just climb up there, amen. I've learned that when your newly born grandchild can hold your little finger in his little fist, you're hooked for life. I don't know why that is. When we had our children, they were fun, but now the grandkids come. I guess it, maybe we just realize what blessing that God has given to us to see our grandkids. I guess maybe we were so busy when we were young, just trying to get everything done. We had no time to stop. And all of that, grandkids, you can take them home when you're tired. Sometimes. I've learned that everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. I've learned that the destination is not the fun. The trip there and back is the fun. I've learned that the best to give advice in only two circumstances. When it is requested and when it is a life-threatening situation. No other time. Because if you help somebody, they'll say they knew it all the time. Or they'll say, don't butt into my business. I've learned that the less time I have to do work, the less time I have to work with, the more things I can get done. Father, thank you for tonight. Bless our people. Help us, Lord, to learn from you in the Word of God. And dear God, I pray tonight that we'll be a blessing and help and encouragement to our people, that we may walk as you walked. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.